trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. I'm a Latter-day Saint. When our son Nicholas was 5, he went to one of the best schools in our city. The school is run by another church. Nicholas was accepted even though he wasn't a member of that church. One day, one of the school and church leaders led Nicholas out of the chapel to ask him why he didn't participate in the school's religion. Nicholas said, "I'm a Latter-day Saint." The man tried to convince Nicholas to change his mind, saying that all churches have truth and believe in Jesus Christ. Nicholas replied, "My parents teach me to respect your church, but I like being a Latter-day Saint." The man accepted this answer and didn't trouble him anymore. Nicholas is a good example, even to his parents, of following the example of Jesus Christ. Luz Yesenia Moreno Rivera, Colombia. A bucket full of love. After a small accident, I have to use a cane, and I walk slowly. Stairs are very hard for me. At church, I always felt scared of falling down the steps, until that Sunday when I heard a soft voice and felt a little hand holding mine. "Come on, I'll go with you." I looked down and saw 9-year-old Gabrielle's confident smile. "Very well," I said. "From now on, you are my helper. Let's go." No one sent Gabrielle. He just saw a grandma needing help and presented himself. Now each Sunday, Gabrielle and I go down the stairs without fear. I later told Gabrielle's parents, "It is not physical strength that makes me unafraid. It is the bucket full of love that he gives me each Sunday. Gabrielle is a giant of kindness." Norma Ramos de Oliveira, Brazil. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.
This concludes the Ensign Magazine for March 2008. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Bruce Newbold, Scott Tippetts, Dwayne Case, Lloyd Newell, Stephen Pace, Jane Wise, and David Shaw. February 2008.